Geshe-la says we need some wisdom. How to solve our problems by a different method. So this is similar to seeking happiness from a different source. We need to solve our problems by a different method. And then something I find so encouraging, we can take this into our heart and hold it forever because it keeps us so hopeful, so optimistic. There's nothing to worry about. We just need to practice Dharma and it will bring about wonderful results for ourselves and others. How to solve human problems is very simple in reality. But because we are ignoring the advice of enlightened beings, our problems are endless and never finish. This is a powerful instruction. So if the first part is what we need to focus on, how to solve human problems is very simple in reality. We need to listen to the advice of enlightened beings. For example, we need to respect others in every activity. But because in general, no one's listening or ignoring Buddha's instructions, our problems are endless and never finish. So it doesn't matter what difficulties are arising in the world. The solution is the same. So we think to ourselves, I'm going to prove that practicing Buddha's teachings solves all human problems completely. I'm going to prove it through my own life. And then I will share with all my heart, giving great energy, I will share these scientific methods with everybody because everyone needs these special scientific methods. So you imagine a world where everyone respects one another. What's that world like? As Shantideva says, where everyone thinks only of benefiting one another. What's that world like? So different from the world that's appearing to us now. World peace will come. In fact, perhaps you know, in this booklet, Prayers for World Peace, which at our Dharma centers, every center tries to engage in this precious practice. What's the main text inside Prayers for World Peace? It is the 8 verses of Training the Mind. And Venerable Geshe-la says, at the beginning, before we engage in the 8 verses, Geshe-la says, we should read aloud the following instruction. We should know that learning to cherish others is the best method for establishing world peace in general and for our own peace of mind in particular. So we've already learned this in the summary of the 4 main benefits of cherishing others. If everyone sincerely prays to be able to cherish other living beings, then gradually through the power of this prayer, everyone will actually cherish each other. We have to see that in our mind. Eventually, everyone will actually cherish each other. the world will then be permanently at peace, and pure and everlasting happiness will pervade the entire world. This is what's coming through our own practice. Teaching ourselves how Dharma is the truth and sharing that truth with the whole world. So then we understand how kind Buddha is. Without these instructions, what hope would there be? No one's thinking human problems are not difficult to solve in reality. No one's thinking that. Everybody's thinking there's no way to solve the problems in the world. There isn't a method. And feeling so despondent, without hope. So Venerable Geshe-la teaches us, with respect to the teaching on cherishing others, this kind of teaching is of immense benefit for human society. You know, again, Buddha's teachings are for everyone. They're practical instructions for everybody. They're not philosophical, religious rhetoric. They are scientific methods that anyone can put into practice and experience a peaceful mind, a happy mind, eventually pure and everlasting happiness. They work. This is why everybody needs them. So if human beings train in this teaching, they can accomplish such wonderful results. This teaching of cherishing others came from Buddha. He showed this example, how kind he is. So when Venerable Geshe-la gave this teaching, and he included the example of Buddha Shakyamuni from the stories of his previous rebirths, some of you listening will remember, if you were at that teaching, but it's unforgettable. At the end of the teaching, Venerable Geshe-la cried during the dedication prayers. And he explained to us in the next teaching. He said, yesterday, I cried, remembering Buddha's kindness. May we one day be so moved that our mind resolves in the same way as Venerable Geshe-la's.